I'm Alan Lytle, WUKY News, and it's time for another edition of Saving Stories with Dr. Doug Boyd from the Louis B. Nunn Center for Oral Histories in the UK Libraries. Doug, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
And we are talking today about the recent death of the founder of Christian Appalachian Project, Father Ralph Biting.
The Nunn Center has a really rich collection of interviews on the Christian Appalachian Project.
As a matter of fact, you talked to more than 40 people who were involved with the Christian Appalachian Project from its earliest days on through, including Father Biting himself.
That's right. He talks in great detail about growing up in northern Kentucky and in 1950 being a young priest being assigned to Appalachia and really not having very many resources, being in charge of what he says, an area that was equivalent to the size of Rhode Island, and at the same time, he reflects on being significantly moved by the poverty. And his tendency was to each trip to northern Kentucky to see his family, to bring back more food, to bring back more clothing, to give to his parishioners who were in need. But he struggled with that model. How could he rethink his role in creating change?
The food was going to be consumed, the clothing was going to be worn out, the rent was going to be due, the fuel was going to be spent. What can I do to make some change in the cycle? And it was at that time I began to think very seriously, what other things besides just giveaways could I come up with? And the thing that impressed me most out of my reading and out of my praying and so forth was the notion, if I could help people help themselves, they would begin to be part of the solution and not merely part of the problem. And so by 1957, I felt I was ready to do something and compelled to do something besides think and pray and talk.
And so he gets the idea of starting this mission, if you will, but he struggles with the name a little bit.
He felt very strongly that this endeavor should not be limited just to Catholics, that it should be across all faiths, and he didn't want to limit that. He felt very strongly that it should be rooted in the Appalachian region, not just one city, not just one county, but the region.
There's a reason why he chose project and not mission.
And the reason for that was that there were so many organizations that were philosophizing, talking about peace and justice and talking. And they were advocating this and advocating that and writing this and writing that. And I just made up my mind that somehow, some way, we were going to get dirty. We were going to get our feet wet and crossing the creeks, and we're going to get our hands dirty working the soil. So I put project in because we wanted to be workers, not just talkers or thinkers.
I really think this is a great example of an individual life story of someone who really walked the walk. As he said, he wasn't content to just think and pray. He wanted to do something.
As a matter of fact, the Christian Appalachian Project is now one of the largest service-oriented nonprofits.
And to really have your life story be contextualized by 45 other people talking about what you built is a really great honor, and this oral history project is something that I think the Christian Appalachian Project should be really proud of. The Nunn Center is very proud to have it in our archive.
Doug Boyd, thanks for stopping by again as we wrap up another edition of Saving Stories here on WUKY.
Thanks for having me.